Go ahead.
Again, we return to the same topic, the main fundamental concept of spiritual advancement. Yes, one person alone is not capable of advancing in any way. He can only feel a greater and greater lack in attaining the Creator, the upper spiritual world, the root of his soul, the laws of the world. It depends on each and every one and how it's expressed in him. But to attain it, other than the deficiency, he cannot. For this, he needs to build a system, and in this system, he discovers the details, the elements of creation. And this way he builds inside of him this character of the, this image of the upper world from his parts, from his bricks, which are all parts of the upper world, meaning entirely in order to bestow. So a person needs to know how he attains these desires, which are all desires of bestowal, and then how he connects them together, and from it builds this great structure, where he truly discovers that the structure itself exists, and the whole spiritual world exists. Just that he must put forth exertions, effort for it to be revealed. And this effort, this proper exertion for it to be revealed to him, the spiritual world which exists and is eternal and whole, it will be revealed gradually in accordance with one's efforts. It goes according to the verse, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a Fred, which is pretty much materialistic. It belongs to this world. Make yourself a Rav. Probably you need to take someone that is in the secret of the matter. Maybe he's a veteran in this. Someone has had some, just like we choose in this world, people that are experts on some topic. And buy yourself a friend is probably, there need to be a few other friends that we will be able to attain the goal. That too we understand in this world. How it's done. It's difficult alone. It's almost impossible to do something on our own. Rather, we need more support, friends, help, and so on. So this is how we hear this verse. It's not so misunderstood. Buy yourself a friend, it's clear. Make yourself a Rav is clear. Let's see if it's exactly what we depict to ourselves or not. That's one thing. Secondly, we need every moment to be concerned with whether we are building for ourselves the upper world. Can we depict that we're coming closer to it, entering it? If so, then this work of make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend is constant work. And the moment I wake up in the morning, I have to depict this to myself. Let's see how we need to do this, what Rabash recommends.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to pray correctly for raising the divinity from the dust?
We are asking, if we ask then all of us together, from the 10 and beyond, the more you can expand it, for us to start to feel the importance of the upper force ruling over everything, managing us, arranging our thoughts, desires, sorting everything, in everything. Also from us asking, and also from receiving an answer, from all the sides, it wraps us, and He wraps us and controls everything. To discover that there's none else besides Him who rules over all the questions and all the answers, all the actions and all the deeds, this is considered to raise divinity from the dust. What does it mean that we have lowered it to the dust? It's like something that has no importance whatsoever, that we don't even think about. Because we only think about ourselves, how to succeed, how to benefit, how to profit, how to do like this and like that, and meaning I and the center, I decide and I do. And the result depends on me. Raising divinity from the dust is considered as me wanting to see the control of the Creator, that He is in absolute concealment, and for Him to be revealed more and more and show Himself as He operates in everything, in concealments, in questions, in answers, in everything, in all the deeds. He operates every molecule and every atom. He governs and operates every thought and action completely, just Him. Only I was given the possibility to think as if I'm doing it. And that's the force of the shattering. And this possibility was given to me so that I specifically, against this possibility, will start to discover that there's none else besides Him. And how, by what approach can I reveal that there's none else besides Him? By buying yourself a friend and making yourself a rav.
How
do I focus, shift the focus to the Shekhinah?
Of course I can't relate to the Creator. Meaning to the Rav is called the Great One. I can't do this, first of all, on my own, alone. I must have a 10, a system, at least to the smallest extent of the true system, which is called the 10. And then I have to come to unification with them, to connection with them. To the extent in which I come to other, from the kelim, from the desires when I do this, then I come closer to what's revealed in those desires. The force, the control, I am first, I am last. I discover the Creator there, who's establishing and stabilizing everything.
This force of connection we reveal between us is the Shekhinah?
Of course. And other than the Shekhinah, we don't discover anything. We either discover the Shekhinah in the dust or Shekhinah as it is. That's the only thing we reveal. We have nothing else to feel. You cannot feel anything else but divinity, the Shekhinah. What's the Shekhinah? The force, the presence of the Creator, which spread over all of reality and all the desires. Shad, shattered, connected, corrected. It all depends on us and how we're capable of seeing, succeeding in seeing the force of the Creator in them, connecting them, and appearing in them. If we're not managing to connect them more, then it's on the contrary. The ego grows, we distance from one another, and we see that the Creator is disappearing from the connection between us. That's the whole matter. That's what happens. Connecting the parts of creation and then the Creator is revealed more, or to cause them to be separated from one another, distant from one another, and then the Creator disappears. And we need to come to a state in which everything connects, everyone is connected, such that the Creator is revealed fully.
А как мы вот приходим к тому, что вот мы ощущаем силу объединения между нами и провозглашаем, что
How do we reach a state where we feel the power of connection between us and testify that this force works everywhere? How do we reach from a state of that can our connection between us rules everything?
You're given this world and friends and the teacher and the method how to do it. So use it. You're given it all. Tell me, what are you missing? Tell me, what are you missing in order to build a system where everyone connected is revealed? And the Creator that is sustaining this connection, and you're inside this system, revealing it, and the Creator inside of it. What are you missing?
There's everything, there's friends, there's everything. The question is how from this connection we can come to this feeling that this force controls everything.
You need to discover this. Discover how the system is and how it operates, and you'll see how it works. What's the problem? It's all before you. That's why I asked, what are you missing?
Probably effort, exertion.
Then ask. If you think that something is missing, then ask for it. Why didn't you ask? Why didn't you ask?
В начале вот вашего ответа вы сказали, что это все раскрывается в десятке.
You said in the beginning of the answer that all of it appears in the ten, to the extent that you can expand it. What did you mean?
As much as you can connect more forces to it and more tens to it. There's a hero in quantity and a hero in quality. A hero in quality can be even with one friend and he can attain everything. But that used to be once upon a time in previous states, in previous times. But actually, it's in the multitude of the people that the Creator has revealed. So see how the world is right now and how it's suffering and how it's advancing towards connection between them out of the recognition of evil. And that's why today it's already a much broader method.
Так, может, этого нам не хватает? Как раз вот необходимость расширить десятку на десятки и на весь мир для того, чтобы раскрыть.
Maybe that's what we're missing, connecting the ten to other tens in the world.
No, the fact that we're going towards connecting with everyone doesn't mean that we're breaking the ten. We are joining to our ten additional external factions. And that's how it is with each and every one.
Барур.
Buongiorno caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
La domanda è questa. Come faccio a passare agli amici l'importanza trascinare?
The question is this. How can I communicate to the friends the importance of divinity of connection between us? The friends come to the lesson, sometimes they don't come.
In the end, we need to communicate the importance of what we're doing.
Right, you need to talk about the importance of attaining the goal through the connection between you and how it needs to be revealed between you more and more until you start to feel that between you, divinity is truly beginning to be revealed. It's like it's awakening from within. And you're starting to identify how connected you are to one another, how the upper force is revealed in the connection between you. This, you must move this form, this importance to the friends. And that's how it is with each to others. Altogether, if you start talking about this more, imagining it to yourselves more, coming closer to such a form, doesn't matter how much and how real it will be. The main thing is the efforts. It's like a little child. What does he understand? But he still does each time something, and this way attains the craft of this world.
It is said that the Creator is in control.
Sure.
Then how do we overcome the heaviness in the work in order to raise the Shekhinah from the ground?
If one wants to rise, of course he doesn't have the strength. The ten can do this easily and with joy. We only need connection.
Barur. Latin 4.
Clear? Latin 4.
Shalom, Rab. Hazte un Rab puede significar otorgar por encima de la razón al interior de la decena.
Hello, Rav. Is make for yourself a Rav means bestowing to the ten above the desire?
No.
Does it mean bestowing to the ten above reason?
No. Make yourself a Rav is that you have to show the greatness of the Creator above everything else you have. So much so that what He wants from you will be for you in the greatest possible way, as this will define all your actions.
Правильно я понимаю, что пока из товарища я не сделаю учителя, у меня не получится в нем приобрести товарища.
If I understand correctly, until I make the friend a Rav, I can't advance.
Every friend has to be great, of course. Otherwise, you don't come closer to the Creator. That's why your attitude towards the friends is the same vessel through which you relate to the Creator. It turns out that the Creator has to stand behind every friend, and you have to see every friend and the Creator seemingly on one degree in importance. So much so, because the Creator is arranging everything for you. There are no friends. What appears to me now is that people exist and everything. There is none. It's all the presence of the Creator which appears to us in all kinds of manners in order to bring us to in order to bestow. Eventually, Israel, the light and the Creator are all one. It connects to one, the concept of one. New York 4.
We want to feel equal in the ten. In what way are we equal?
We are equal in our importance towards attaining the goal. We need to reach dvikut, adhesion. Adhesion is where I, through the whole system, adhere to the Creator. And then there's no difference in the importance of the system and of the Creator. So Israel, the light, and the Creator defines the measure of this bestowal. It defines that everything is as important as one. What else do we have?
Morning, Rav. You asked what's missing, and I'm missing feeling and towards the friends, the world. What can I do?
Cry. I'm telling you seriously. Cry. Because without you coming to importance towards the friends as them, as they are the main thing in your life, the truly main thing in life, without that you don't reach spirituality. You saw this from all the materials that we study. Here it's a true obstacle before us. So cry. My soul shall cry in concealment. It's in the concealment that your importance of the friend.
How will help us pray to get importance of him?
That we need to read, we need to learn, we need to sing, we need to talk, to do a small meal between you. Everything that is possible only in order to fill him with the importance of the Creator. Yes. Try it. Every day there needs to be several minutes that you're talking about this. The main thing is before the lesson, because that opens the vessels.
Baltia free.
Спасибо, Рав, за возможность задать этот вопрос. Что делать?
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity to ask. What to do if you feel that self-gratification is in a higher place than bestowal? Where you feel that you're receiving forces to work against it. But the importance is still in self-pleasure. Rav, tell the Creator, thank you for revealing you the truth. As you feel now how bad you are, how horrible you are, how much you're suffering, how much you hate yourself, how much it's truly eating yourself up. And with that, say to the Creator, thank you for revealing the truth to you, that you are now knowing better the evil inclination that He created. And then you want to detach from that evil part. It belongs to the Creator, this evil inclination. And in its place, you want to acquire the good inclination. And the good inclination will already belong to you and not to the Creator. That's it. Turn to him with such an attitude. It's good that you've disclosed to me this which you've created in me, this evil inclination, all this terrible bad in the thought and desire, inclinations in every single thing. It's you that you created it. And I want to discover the good inclination. That's called my sons have triumphed over me, and I want to triumph over the evil inclination that you created in me. That's it. Talk to him that way.
Can we say following that the importance of the Creator equals how much he is missing between us, that this is like a reward that we reveal how much he is missing and this is raising the importance? Thank you.
Discovering the importance and raising the importance of the Creator in our eyes is always supposed to be our work, and from it we don't move. Joined to it all kinds of questions, problems, secondary issues is a truly secondary matter. But the main thing is all the time the greatness of the Creator. But the manners of greatness of the Creator that I want to reveal depend on what He gives. I want to discover Him this way or that way. He gives me the background, the reason.
Bulgari One.
Привет, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
Thank you, Rav.
In the article,
it's written that the importance of the Creator or the importance of the Rav is all our work that we have to focus on. It was also said that great effort is demanded in prayer. Could you explain what's going on here? What needs to be done in order to acquire this importance? I can't reveal the importance of the Creator if I don't connect to the friends. Because the Creator is what's revealed between us, not in me. If it's revealed in me, that's a sign that it's not the Creator that's being revealed. It is the Force, but I am turning to my root only. Creator is what's revealed between us, that which was between us, that there are distances between us, and these distances are done by the evil inclination, by the ego that's pushing us, repelling us from one another. And then upon that, I want to discover the greatness of the Creator that I want to bind, that it binds us to one another. Then it turns out that from the feeling of rejection from one another, which is called the aviyut of the degree, and I want to stop myself, do a restriction, and above that, a connection of the degree. That's already called a masach. And the aviyut, the coarseness, and the purity, the zakut, that I've attained upon that aviyut, gives me the possibility to discover the Creator, to discover the upper light, the force of bestowal. So I draw that light by the force of reception in me, and then reject it and aim it towards clothing in me. That's with the force of bestowal in me, and that's how we discover the Creator and start to work with Him in a mutual manner.
Rav, in the preparation, before the preparation that we do for the lesson, what's more accurate, more correct, to speak about the greatness of the friends or the path, like the friends from Be'er Sheva said, or just read sources?
I can't say, you know, I wake up more or less 2 hours before the lesson. I check where I'm from, what I am, what state I'm rising with, what do I do. Sometimes I do some exercises to get some blood to flow in my beast. Sometimes I immediately sit down with the material to read, and so forth. Well, that's how it is for each of us. Then I also see the news. In short, because nevertheless we're connected to it every day, especially in this time. That's it. It's hard for me to say. I don't want to give you such clear discernments that that's it, this is how it is. To wake up and think of the Creator. Of course it's right, but but I can't really think about Him too much. I'm immediately moving to the friends, thought of the group, support. Could be it could be that it's worthwhile for me to think about the world, how I think about the Kli, how I must strengthen them, approach them, fill them, they need me, And the Creator gave me this so that I will be concerned with them. And this is what awakens me even more, meaning each time I have some maybe new style of waking up. After all, nevertheless, the Creator is in the background of this all. We know that.
Now we hear you. You said that when you wake up, still there's an internet problem with his audio. When you check yourself in the morning where you are with regards to the Creator, can you tell us practically how you do it? How? Rav, only with the help of the friends, if I can find connection with them, where we are all in a single circle, in a single connection, where I feel them all standing in my heart, then in that place, I also visualize. Question. Shai. Maybe mostly about meetings with the 10 during the day. It seems that we don't know exactly what we're doing in them, or that it doesn't need to be that stable and always changing. Rav, I can't say exactly what to do. Because we have many different 10s. They're all dependent and connected to different states. Physically, they may be able to connect, maybe not, maybe they're available, maybe not. I can't say. I think that if they don't have a fixed order of what to do, then it's good to review the article that we just read in the morning, this article. And then, after that, maybe take another kind of, choose another article to read. And talk less, but rather find sources that what I want to talk about, let's say I want to talk about love, about connection, about ascent and descent. So it's better to find something from the sources where it talks about it. Because there it is certain that when we read the sources, there's upper light in them, and we attract it. We're in contact with it. Whereas if we talk about ourselves, even though the topic is good, I don't know that it's very effective, as opposed to taking the sources and better knowing what this source says, what the other one says. I think you need to have a big kind of collection of sources. We have actually whole books of such compilations, but then you can take some short excerpts that speak about certain states. And in general, take a certain excerpt, and you can then discuss it during the day.
I'll make a precision on the question. At the end of the system, at the end of correction, will there be one altruistic system or a stiff egoistic system?
You don't even know the principles. What did you study until now? In the end, in Gemara Tikkun, the entire system will be working also on behalf of the big ego and also on the side of the bestowal, and they will be working together, one against the other, and between them, the created being will use them in the integral system in complete harmony. And that is something you have to know. Okay. Tel Aviv 1.
We constantly see conflicts.
Question.
How do we reconcile all the conflicting tendency to come to the complete state?
you use the group in order to get to balance, period. Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you, Rav. How does existence from absence connect to existence from existence?
That is also something that on the path, when we start working in three lines, that's where it settles. It connects. That's where all the good forces and the bad forces are combined together.
What? The point in the heart, is it something physical, emotional, spiritual, or is it all connected?
The point in the heart isn't connected, it isn't anything. It's a divine part from above. It is the will to bestow from the Creator. That is in how we can explain, but it exists in the will to receive of the created being. That's why our heart, our desire, is entirely egoistic, the will to receive, and the point in the heart is the will to bestow. And they both exist with the upper mercy, the upper force. And we open our heart and the point in the heart and start working with them. So all of our will to receive, which is the heart, will perform actions according to the point in the heart. That's what we do. That's called the correction.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Why is there such a gap between the spiritual life and the corporeal life?
It's two worlds. What do you want? It's a completely different style of existence, a different goal. Of course. It's different software. Either I work in order to give, or I work in order to receive. There's nothing more opposite or contradicting.
How can I connect my mind to understand both together?
Only above reason, above our mind. PT 22.
Rav, tell me please, what's the difference between corporeal altruism and spiritual altruism?
Corporeal altruism is you do everything in order to feel good. That's corporeal. Spiritual altruism is that you do everything so the others will feel good. Understand?
What's the difference with regard to the freedom of the individual? What's the difference between demanding from the individual and limiting or confining the individual, restraining?
We're not restraining anybody. We're just showing everybody revelation of evil, and from that he limits himself, restrains himself.
When we disconnect the connection between us, should the general of mutual guarantee appear to us and where we are and where each of us is?
Yeah, and we're trying to do that through forces of love without restraining or limiting. But by the forces of love, we create such an atmosphere that one limits or restrains himself. Otherwise, it's like Rabash would say, that it's educating monkeys, meaning that by pressure and blows. Okay. Latin 6.
Shalom Rab, pregunta de un amigo. ¿Cómo hacer?
Hello, Rab. A question from a friend. How can we make the understanding of the language of Kabbalah easier?
Explain it through simpler examples from this world. We do it, we're using it in such a way, of course.
No, ma lasot.
Well, what else? Ita 3.
Maestro, leggo, buongiorno. Lego ha mille trucchi per allontanarci dalla visione del sistema. Esiste un trucco anche per accelerare, quindi per...
The ego has a thousand tricks how not to see the importance of the system. Is it possible to trick the ego?
Look, the Creator is now giving you such exercises for you to see as much as your ego can do anything in this life. What else do you want except for such help that He's giving you? He created the world. He organized the world. He organized His ego. He gave you the will to control His ego. And now He's breaking you along with the whole world that you can't do anything. And the world is going into oblivion. Look at the help He's giving you. What do you want? He is showing you that the previous software is not working, that your forces cannot help you, that you don't have a brain to manage this world, your little life. Look what He's doing. That's not help. If you were a father, would you do something else for your son in order to show him that his life is incorrect? And he's doing it gently. I don't know how else you to convince people to think about life. Okay.
No.
Posso? È perché il mio desiderio, maestro, è avere non di controllare, ma di avere una
vedere. My desire is not to control, but to see more.
Ma non so come fare.
Because I really feel like the house is burning.
To see means to control, because then you'll be able to control with your mind. Oh, I understand everything. Everything's clear now. That's fine. So now I can see that the world is burning in a just way. So then what? So you'll sit silently and not correct yourself. But the whole wisdom is on behalf of the Creator, that He's showing you such things that you have to run and do all these things in your will to receive. He's not canceling your will to receive. He's just giving you such conditions that with that will to receive, you won't have any other choice. You'll have to work slowly, gradually, until you reach in order to bestow. He won't give you the will to bestow. That's Him Himself. He brings you to a state that you will want to use your will to receive in order to bestow. That is called that you will ask Him to restrict your will to receive, Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, reflected light, and that He will teach you all those actions, how you, with your will to receive, can perform actions just like He's doing in His will to bestow. He's not destroying His will to receive, just in order to receive. Just His intention, the way you use it, but the matter itself remains. You will be working with it, you'll see.
Вот вы сказали только что, что надо попросить Творца, чтобы дал сокращение экрана напряженности.
You said that we have to ask the Creator to give us the Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ochozel.
Yeah, just ask for it. That's it. Cry, ask, bug Him this way, that way, through the good, through the bad, everything. That works on Him. It works. Just don't let go. Constantly be in contact with the Creator and constantly ask. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, all the time.
А еще вы сказали минут 15 назад, что мы можем понять вообще, что такое свобода воли, только...
You also said that we can't understand what is free choice. We'll understand what it is only when we discover the Creator. So what is the revelation of the Creator?
the wall to bestow just a bit. If I had it, so I know through that who is the creator and know how to use it, know how to turn to him in a more corrected way, more direct. It's a completely different matter. It's like you don't know a person you're asking from, or you already do know him. On one hand, on the other hand, this and that, you can already, from your qualities, to put his image together. Oh, that's something else already. Now I'm already depicting, so who is he? This or that? I can start seeing him. In what way do I see him? In a way that I split myself. I build myself as the Adam that resembles the Creator. And then from that, that's why it's called, from your deeds I will know you. From that I start knowing him.
I split myself into what? I split myself as an individual, as a human being.
I don't know what you're asking.
Если я правильно понял, может, это перевод был, что я разделяю себя, вы сказали.
If I understood correctly, maybe something to do with the translation. You said I have to split myself as a person, and then I can understand his qualities?
I don't know what they're translating. As much as I resemble the Creator, from this I know him. I don't know the Creator. He's not before me. He is not before me. I know him within the image I build inside me. It can be that somebody will be revealed before me and that'll be the Creator, like people, well, from all kinds of religions and belief think. There is no such thing. I depict him in my imagination or in the force of my thought, but now that he's physically before me. I'll read it again. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting the Shekhinah, so to speak. This requires closeness and many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and all creations, and raise everything to the root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
In other words, a person who really wants to serve the Creator, to carry out the thought of creation, has to see in front of him who can be with him along the way. With them, he is in the group. Who could be in the second outer circle? Those are the people he teaches, who he can bring closer. To them he advertises, he disseminates. Who could somehow belong to it nonetheless? For them he also builds some systems that will gradually bring them closer from afar. In this way he builds as many circles around himself as he can, around his 10, around his organization, and more, until he sees that he did what he could. Of course, there's no end to it, but he tries to do this. Of course, it's not about any activity. It is about activities that are aimed toward the purpose of creation, according to the circle he is in, according to the people in that circle, etc. That's clear, right? I don't see any questions here. Everyone understands that here we just need to work. Here we need to work. Yes, please.
salvation and benefit.
In other words, of course, a person needs to provide himself with the necessity, the staples. But once he has provided himself the necessities with all of his remaining strength, he has to work for the sake of others and do it from the bottom of his heart, just as he did it for himself to obtain the necessity. This is the first law of man's behavior in the last generation. And this is what we will now have to come to, whether we like it or not, either in a good way or a bad way. But we'll have to come to this kind of life. So we should explain it in a soft way, nicely, to everyone in our dissemination, that this is what nature is doing. We have been living according to our egoistic will to desire. Now we will have no choice. We will be forced through possibly very harsh operations on nature on us, or through our intellect, by also wanting to be like that, because the wise sees the future. So we will change toward bestowal upon others. So we will take for ourselves from the world only what is necessary for our existence. And necessary doesn't mean we'll have to live on the street and wear some rags. Something normal, respectable life. So out of that, we will be able to work and act for the sake of humanity with all of our strength.
Смотрите, а вот мы сейчас проводим конгресс. А почему бы нам его так не провести, чтобы любой человек...
We're now preparing a congress. Why not to have a congress that we invite any person and maybe he'll be impressed and like the idea of unity, what we're not ready for it?
We're ready for this. We should do it. And you should do it too. From this moment on, we will demand of you, we will ask of you each day what you did for it. That's it. Start organizing it. Start organizing it. Make it dissemination for the whole world. Yeah? No kidding. Because we are in a situation is dangerous. It's dangerous, I'm telling you. You don't know, but each day you might feel that you have nothing to eat or other such things all of a sudden. The temperature might be 50 or 60 degrees centigrade. Floods, endless rains, floods. It all depends on our behavior. Either nature becomes balanced or it goes completely out of control.
Toronto 2. And she Lord.
No questions. Okay.
As Oren Ala.
So Oren, keep going.
Number 12 from Likutei Halachot. There is a medium between all the worlds and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is truly a godly part. It is the medium that connects all the worlds with the Creator, and through it, the abundance and vitality and existence are drawn to all the worlds. For this reason, everything depends on Israel.
This is why each one should understand that there is a part of godliness in him. And what does he do with this part? To what extent does he degrade it? He puts it in the trash, in feces, in what? Each and every one should think and see that he raises, cleans, and respects that part of the Creator that is in him. It exists in each and every one. So all we need to do is respect that part of the Creator that we have in each of us compared to the rest of this stinking pile that is the will to receive.